You're on Texas Standard Time.
One deal that appears close to finished involves the mismanagement that drove the Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund to the brink of insolvency. On its current path, the fund would run out of money in 10 years, leaving thousands of public safety pensioners in the lurch. Yesterday, state lawmakers took a big step toward approving a deal to avoid that. After long, fraught, and often tense negotiations, the Senate State Affairs Committee unanimously approved an agreement to drastically remake the city's pension system. The deal includes an infusion of cash from the city, deep cuts in benefits for retired public safety officers, and a new governance system that gives representatives from the city and unions a seat at the table. Joining us now to tell us more is Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings. Mayor Rawlings, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
You said yesterday you were 100% happy with this agreement. Why is that?
Oh, people were talking that no one's totally happy with this, that people are 80% happy, but that's a sign of a good deal. To me, the fact that the deal is done and that we're going to save this pension fund for police and fire makes me totally happy. It makes me 100% happy. Yes, would I have liked to get this or that issue? But those are in the weeds. This was hard to get done, and I'm so pleased that we did it.
Throughout this process, you especially were expressing concerns that taxpayers in Dallas not involved in public safety not be responsible for any sort of bailout of this pension system. But under this deal, police and firefighters, it seems, will bear most of the costs. How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate from most of the costs standpoint. Everybody is going to be putting into this, and there's no question that police and fire are taking less benefits and putting more money in. Taxpayers are funding 83% of this, and I think keeping it front and center that taxpayers have a role in this is extremely important. I think that taxpayers want to support our police and fire, but they want to do it in the same way that we're able to keep parks and our streets and our rec centers and libraries open. And I think this plan gives us a chance to do that.
And police and firefighters are, though, as you said, giving up quite a bit, I guess, about $1.4 billion over 30 years under this deal. Why do you think they were willing to accept that as part of this agreement?
They understood that the fund was at a brink of going over a precipice. I mean, it was going to be insolvent in 10 years. If we kept the run in the bank the way it was happening, it would probably have been shorter than that. And they understood that we've got to be fiscally sound in the future.
The news of the pension problems have reportedly hurt the Dallas Police Department's ability to recruit. Do you think this new agreement will help?
I think so. I think there are a lot of issues with police recruiting today, but when you throw a pension fund issue on top of it, or the lack of clarity about what it's going to look like in the long term, that is very difficult to get over that. So putting that to bed, I think, is going to be a big issue. We're still going to have issues. I mean, we need to attract great men and women to our police department. And we've got to make it a career that's aspirational again. We need young men and women to serve our country right here in Dallas.
Pension problems, of course, aren't unique to Dallas. What do you hope other municipalities around Texas learn from what you guys went through?
The sooner you deal with these issues, the better. I think one of the issues throughout Texas, throughout America, is politicians have kicked the can down the road and said it's, you know, we'll not really deal with the dire nature of this. They're hopeful that it'll get better anytime soon. It just doesn't. And so declaring an emergency is a healthy thing. Getting people around the table and doing it together is the right approach. And governance, making sure you have the right people, not politicians, making financial decisions, I think is critical.
And finally, this has a couple more steps before it becomes officially official and gets the signature of the governor. Are you confident this agreement will go through?
I am. It came out of the Senate 8-0, and in the next 3 or 4 days, hopefully it'll be all taken care of.
Mike Rawlings is the mayor of Dallas. Mayor Rawlings, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.